Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the world, welcome to another edition here, the last edition of this year, 2024, of The Last Drop. I am your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
This is the final episode of 2024, Cody. Surprise!
Yes, it is.
Yes, I know people probably thought last week was after we put out that banger of a, how long was it again? It was like 2 hours and
about two and a half, something like that.
Damn, we blessed your Christmas that week. Blessed your Christmas that week. Your Christmas was going to be shit without us.
Yep. You without us.
With us,
your
Christmas shit.
Ain't shit.
I love to hear it. That was, I gotta tell you, my friend, we've talked about it off air, but that probably was my favorite episode. And I mean, even back in the day when you first came on, we was doing the movie stuff, that was probably my favorite episode I've ever done with you. I actually enjoyed that so much.
That is, yeah, at least in a recent memory.
Yeah.
That is probably my favorite episode we've done.
I mean, we just had so many banger pours this year. 2024, we want to thank the liquor gods of Galactus. Oh, God, man. We just...
Nope. And not only that, too. I know going through those pours that sucked ass was not fun, but talking about it was really fun. Not going to lie.
Yeah.
It was fun. It was
fun
talking about those bullshit pours, you know?
It was. You know, that was a good thing. You know, when we used to talk about, like, the bad movies we watched or whatever shit, I used to fucking just be like, I'm tired of this shit, yo. Like, but, like, when we was going over the drinks we had, I didn't feel as bad, although I fucking despise those drinks. But I know one thing is true on those. I know to tell people, don't ever fucking drink that.
No, and we're going to tell you why very emphatically.
Exactly. And if you do,
just
don't hang around me then. I don't want to be near you. I don't want to
away from me.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to be drinking with you.
Don't spread your stupid onto me.
Please.
Get away.
I will never be drinking with you ever. You will never catch me anywhere near you.
No.
Drinking, having a pour with you. I won't even trust the drink you give me. If you pass me something, I'd be like, I'll do that. You know, those movie things where you think like you take a sip when his head leaned back, you chuck that shit in the behind you.
In fact, I don't even want to be in the same room as you.
That's a good point, too.
Just get the fuck away from me. Good.
I will go back to that bunker life if it means getting the fuck away from you. That's how much I don't want to be near you if you're drinking that bad shit. But yeah, that I did. You know what? Speaking of our best of, I would say that's probably one of my favorite worst ofs we've ever did, just because of it was like somewhat similar to the point that it was. You know, we just had different reasons why we hated something. Hey, let me tell you why I hate this motherfucker now. but also, it, too, it also
was,
showed us.
Yeah, it was. Go ahead.
No, I'll let you go. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say also, too, it was such a year of extremes, too, because we had some of the best boys of our lives this year. That we had some shit this year that made us just scratch our heads like, why the fuck are we doing this?
Hey, Cody,
what is happening here?
Someone's from the same company, too.
Someone from the same fucking company, yes. In the same year. How the fuck that happened, I don't know.
Yeah, that's like, it was like...
In
movie lingo, it's like watching a director's cut, and it got worse. Like, what the fuck? I'm
flabbergasted to this day.
Why would you do such a thing, you know? Speaking of movies, Cody, starting January, go ahead and talk about January. Yeah. That's going to be our usual, and I don't think we have a problem with this neither until we run out of drinks to do. It's going to be our typical cocktail in the can month or whatever, because it's an easy thing to do. It gives us a chance to kind of
ease into the new year.
Yeah, ease into the new year. Kind of, as Cody would say, refresh our palate with something light and mellow, if you will, whatever. Or in Cody's case, give last, because I mean, Cody had some bangers last January. So, I mean, he was lovely. I don't know if they're going to top it this year now for you, Cody. I don't know, man.
It's going to be hard. I don't know. I haven't checked anything cocktail in the can since the show pretty much. Yeah. So I don't know. We'll see.
I know one I will be doing will be that Snoop Dogg and Dre one, the gin and juice one or whatever. I want to do that one. So I will definitely be doing that. I might do that one next week, actually, now that I think about it. Or maybe I'll say that for Mix and Match. Who knows? I think, is January one of them 5 week months?
It might be. I don't know.
It's only four. Okay, cool. All right, so I only need to get two. Yeah. Okay. Which is perfect. Cool. Or three, I guess, because that last week. All right. So, I got three cocktails in mind, but like Cody said, I haven't really got them yet, and why would I need to? I can pick those up literally fucking tomorrow, and they'll be just fine or whatever. So, and they're also cheap, people. Cheap way to start the new year off. Get some drinks in there and play around with some drinks. Not only is it cocktail in the can month, it will be our Bad Batman month as well, too. I will not be watching The Batman.
So much fun.
I refuse to watch that. I will not be watching that. I might watch that Dracula movie. Who knows? But, you know, hey. We'll be kicking things off next week with Batman Returns. I know people are freaking out right now. What do you mean, Bad Bat? That's not a bad bat. Yes, it is. Holy shit.
Oh, boy. I got so much to say about that, especially revisiting it, too. Oh, my God. It's been a while since I've seen that movie. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be fun.
Dude, I haven't watched that movie since we went to Barco. Was that last year?
Damn, was that last year? It feels longer to me, but you might be right.
Might be right, dude. But I thought we went last year. That's funny that you're drinking out of that cup, because I was too.
Oh,
but,
yeah. Yep.
That is hilarious. Whatever. Yeah, this is from Desert.
It's called Cup.
Desert Door. Was that hybrid drink I reviewed between a mezcal and tequila. They use a different plant. It's not an agave. And I'm already blanking on what the plant was, whatever, but their items are beautiful.
I'm sipping Cabal Mezcal right now, my friend.
Oh, did you get your bottle finally?
Yes.
Good man.
My girlfriend got it for you for Christmas. Funny story, though. Yes.
It's her bottle, too.
Funny. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. But funny story, the bottle came in shipped, but it was broken.
So was it still salvageable? Like you could drink from the.
Yes, it was still salvageable. So we put it in some plastic and like the little the wrap it's in.
Yeah, yeah.
The anti breaking wrap, but it was still broken. Fortunately, they didn't pack it correctly. So we did that. We held it for like a little plastic bucket under it, and then we just sifted it through a sifter, and we just bottled it into an empty decanter. So that's what. I'm sipping it right now.
Did they send you a new one?
Yeah, we put a complaint in. She sent pictures and everything. We're just waiting to hear back. So
okay. Well, I'm about to say they better send you a new one. I want a fresh bottle too.
Yeah,
as well.
yeah, exactly. So hopefully we get like basically two bottles for the price of one. Mm-hmm. If they come through, which they should, because they didn't ship the shit correctly. So
yeah,
it's kind of cool. So works out in the end.
I was just sipping on some. I got a Blanton store pick. From Old Corked or whatever. So they gave me the first sample batch or whatever. So I was sipping on that. Tastes like candy, smooth and clean, man. Everything you like. Look, I got no problems with blends, whatever. I just don't like the markup prices on that liquor, which I think is just ridiculous or whatever. Like,
it's funny you mentioned it. K&O, they just sent an email out.
Saw.
They got some gold over there.
Yeah.
I'm good. $195. Hey.
Man, that's way too fucking much for gold or whatever. Yeah. Like, and I think Cody knows my history with gold. I don't know if Blanton just hates me now. I always get a bad batch. I never have gotten
I don't like any of them.
I've gotten one good batch, and it was funny enough. It was a limited edition one I got overseas, so that one was really good. I drank that like the half the bottle or whatever. I was like, that one was really good, but like, man. You know who I blame? I blame Michter's 20 for this. I had the Michter's 20-year-old finally, which is fucking one of the best whiskeys out there, man. I mean, it's just phenomenal all around. The only problem is that fucking price. I think it's like 15 to 200, 2,000 or something like that or whatever. Right after I had that, where I said, I don't need to drink ever again, kind of like with you with your Bourbon County beer, or your Goose Island, I should say, and I had a Blanton's Gold right there. It was so fucking bad. I was just like, it almost made me forget what that mixture tastes like. It was so fucking bad. And ever since then, I've never had a, and that was 2017. I've never had a good batch of gold, except for the one limited edition one I got back from over. And I got that, I think I got that one in Portugal or Spain, maybe, or whatever. I was like, this is the best I'm going to get. So it's just best for me not to buy Blanton's Gold. I did buy one this year, which you'll see on my Instagram page, because I got it for dirt cheap. I got it for like $90. I was just like, well, I can give that away as a gift. I'm not going to pass on $90 bottle of Blends Gold, especially when the price just went up to, like, what Cody just said, $195. So I won't be doing that next year, because next year, this is what this show is all about, baby. This is the – I was going to call it the prediction show, but let's go – I'm going to call it I Need to Buy It show.
I like it.
This is the I Need to Buy in 2025. So me and Cody on this episode, people, we have a top five list of the bottles we want to purchase. I got to tell you, Cody, this might have been harder than the best of list, because I said I thought I had it together, but then it had some bottles that started dropping and something about coming out, and mainly it was tequila. And I was like, ooh, mm-hmm. I want to get my hands on that. I got to get my hands, Cody, on that Lalo High Proof. I somebody listened to our podcast. They hit me up on Instagram. I've never interacted with this person before, but he has some good tips. And he's new into tequila as well, too. And he asked me, he just said, have you guys tried that new Lalo High Proof? And I said, God damn, you're like the fourth person to tell me about this. I said, this thing better be, I mean, it's a high proof. All the high proofs we've had this year have been incredible. So I imagine this one must be just as good. But they said him and his wife, that was the first tequila they had. And they just sipped it the whole night for Christmas. I was like, damn, I got to get that bottle. I got to put my hands on that or whatever. But as far as the future goes for next month, like we said, it's going to be Bad Batman month. We haven't seen it since we saw it at and we really wasn't even watching it, to be honest. We had that might have been this year. No, wait a minute.
No, it wasn't this year.
Well, when did we have those Cohiba cigars now? Was that last year?
I'm pretty sure that was last year.
Oh, shit. That was
pretty sure.
Okay.
Could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that was last year.
That might have been earlier this year, now that I think about it, because...
Maybe? I don't know, man. I could be wrong. I could be wrong.
The only way I would know is because I had to go purchase their shirt, their 7th, 6th or 7th anniversary, and I purchased that this year.
Yeah, it might be this year. Who knows?
Well, who cares? We saw a preview of Batman Returns. We were just silent watching it. And we kind of was just staring at the screen, just going, I think we got to the part where Penguin was in the Batmobile shaking it up and down, or he was in that car and he was shaking up and down and shit like that. And we both just busted out laughing, like, it's like, what the fuck is this shit? I think you turned around slowly to your left and looked at me and just said, I still hate this movie. And I think we both just came to the agreement that this is like, this ain't a Batman film. It's just a weird ass Tim Burton film.
Yeah, it's a Tim Burton film featuring Batman characters.
We got to the park. I think this might have been when we said we're going outside now. We got to the part where the Penguins was walking with the bombs on them. I think we just said, I had enough now. Goddamn trained penguins of Cody was leading the streets of Gotham.
Be like, Jesus Christ.
Oh, man. And I got to tell you, I was more feared with that one than I was when I walked into my hotel room 2-3 weeks ago and saw Batman and Robin on the TV screen. I was like, I don't see what the difference between this and those Adam West Batmans were, to be honest. And the more I'm watching this now, so... They look similar, to be honest, or feel similar. I shouldn't say look similar. I think Batman and Robin looks better. And it had that nice soundtrack, too, that ended with the credits, Cody. Beautiful. It was such 90s music, too.
Oh, my God. It's such a time capsule. That's hilarious.
So we'll be talking about that. We'll be kicking up. The first week will be Batman Returns. Then we'll do Batman Forever, which is probably the worst. Then Batman and Robin. And then, actually, no, it's not probably the worst. Take that back. And then we'll be doing Dark Knight Rises. So that'll be January. And we'll be sipping on some fine cocktail in the cans those weeks as well, people. Also,
you know what's funny?
Yes.
Which may be the worst Batman movie is not. It's not even going to fit in that time frame we have.
No.
Which is crazy.
Yeah. Because I could think of like three more bad, probably worse than all four of those movies I just named.
Yeah. That's crazy.
One of them features another hero.
Yep. Yep.
That movie is long as fuck. Isn't it 3 hours?
Goddamn thing. Yeah, but yeah.
isn't it 3 hours too, Cody?
It's damn near three. At least that, because they had two different versions of it.
Yeah.
I think the director's cut.
Director's cut is 3 hours. It's like an extra 30 minutes, because I think the other one is like 2 hours.
And 2 hours,
like
30 minutes.
30 hours. Okay. Yeah, like
to me, nothing tops that one, because I was in a theater dying. I was sick that week, Cody. You remember? I remember. This won't fucking end.
Kill me. Kill me.
You got to that third act, Cody. I was just like, oh, thank God. I was like, this. I think I had the flu. I can't remember what I had and shit, but it was just.
You felt how Doomsday looked.
Which is funny, because right when I thought it was wrapping up is when he showed up, and I just went, oh, God. I thought it was over, dude, and this motherfucker showed up. I was like,
oh, that's funny as fuck.
I said, this is one of those times where it should have been a part two, because God, actually, no, I took that back. I didn't want a part two.
That's okay.
And we reviewed the director's cut on camera.
I'm about to say we did a reaction to that, didn't we?
Yeah, we did, yeah. And YouTube took it down because we had some copyright claim in the issue, or at least some of the audio. They probably just didn't like our commentary, because Cody also said, we both actually said, because I said, just kill me now, and Cody said, just here and here. Just split right there.
Damn.
So what I did was I clipped that out and just put it on social media. So I thought it was funny. So
y'all two friends, huh? Okay, y'all know each other.
That might be the least Batman I've ever seen in my life, to be honest. I gotta be honest with you. Like, I believe Batman fighting Dracula over what I saw in that film. I was just like, oh, there's nothing in this film. Such a shame to waste that great costume too. I mean,
exactly.
Just wasted that shit too.
Fucking wasted, bro. Man, that is so true. Wasted some bullshit. God damn it.
I mean, everything was part of the color scheme, the bat symbol. It was just perfect. And it was like, oh, I never want to see that scene ever again.
Fuck.
Remember that math for Bruce Wayne's coach? Is that 1% chance?
I was like, what is happening? Man? This dude's going crazy. He needs to be at a frustration. God damn. Oh.
I just remember that look when he was holding that kid, dude. He's looking, I'm gonna snap your fucking neck. Oh, and then that ending sequence, that woman's name said that snapped him out of a fucking crazy. I was like, hey, Jesus Christ. You know why the comics never brought up their names being the same? Because nobody never gave a fuck. That's why.
Jesus Christ, that fucking movie. So lucky.
You know, it's funny, Cody. It took me that long to that point in the movie to realize, yeah, that motherfucker does need to be in a straitjacket. I was like, if he reacting off of hearing that name like that,
he's a psycho. I mean, Batman, quote unquote, he's supposed to be, but not to that fucking.
He's not supposed to be
a fucking murderer. You know what I mean?
Honestly, it would have been quite the twist had he just took that mask off and he would have just had Joker paint on him. I mean, it would have just been just fuck it at this point. Yeah. This is what we going for now at this point.
Why not?
Or Harvey Dent making Two-Face. I don't give a shit, to be honest with you, because that ain't Batman, so don't.
That's
don't
not that Batman. That's more like Thomas Wayne. That's like more his shit. But
yeah, I think
even there, it's a little far for Thomas Wayne.
Yeah,
because
even Thomas Wayne shed a tear and shit. He wasn't freaking out over there. He was still level headed.
And Thomas Wayne was more calculated with his shit. He wasn't just like lighting motherfuckers up for no reason.
He wasn't
or killing people for no reason. Well,
I hate that fucking movie. Yeah. shout out to I finally got my bottle of M77 again. I want to shoot them some credit.
Gorgeous bottle.
Man, I love this Blanco, dude. It's so good. Shout out to the owner too. He hooked me up with some merch. Gave me a hat. Gave me some shot glasses. Merch. I love this little ceramic. Speaking of, look at that shit right there. That is beautiful. I love this thing.
Oh man, that's gorgeous.
he hooked me up with 3 shot glasses. So he knows what's up here. But he also got a clip of our last week's episode or whatever. Someone sent it to him and he listened to it. Our Fuck You Fest episode or whatever. And you know, the one positive thing on that was the brands we got to try that we never tried before or whatever. But you know what? I've done enough talk now. Well, I'm going to continue to keep talking, I guess, or whatever. But yeah, Cody, let's get into our top 5 of what we want to buy. And we'll just go back and forth. And this was a really hard list, I got to say. So I think I'm satisfied with this. I got a little bit of Armagnac, some tequila, some whiskey, got a little bit of everything in there. Cody, what is your number 5 must-buy of 2025?
I will say, just to preface my list, a lot of this is familiar, but when you hear me out, you understand, like, oh, okay, this makes sense. So I was going to start off with my number 5. And I'm going to have a bit of an asterisk on this one because it's not really a particular bottle. This is more so a brewery I'm trying to get into. And this is just one of their seasonal releases.
When you say trying to get into, you haven't tried it yet? Or
no, I've had it.
Okay.
I should say try to get more into.
Okay.
This is Abnormal Brewing Company.
Okay.
All their seasonal stuff, particularly their, you know, summer, spring releases. They always kind of switch it up every year. Mm-hmm. I always look forward to those because those are always sleepers of the year, always.
Yeah, you don't really, not that I know of, at least you haven't reviewed a lot of them. I know you reviewed it this year, and it was on your best of list as well, too.
Yeah, but the one before that was like years ago before.
Yeah, it was probably when the second year we started this or something like that, because it was a while.
yeah, so.
And you've always had positive things to say about them, so that's actually
– right.
It's actually a good number, thing to put on your list there, whatever, to get up in there more, so, whatever.
Yeah, but that'll be the only one that's like non-specific. All these other ones are going to be bottles, but yeah. So
which one in particular are you looking to get into an Abnormal? Do you care? Or are you just like, you know, anything like this? Did they announce a release they got coming out next year or something?
No, not that I've seen thus far. Mm-hmm. Maybe if I do a little more research, maybe I'll find something. But as of right now, no. Their double dry hop stuff that I've had in recent memory has been just top fucking notch.
Mm-hmm.
They're real, real good stuff. So stuff more in that realm, that'll be instant buy for me.
Wouldn't be the godfather of craft beer, Cody, if you didn't have any craft beer on that list. So that's right there. I wouldn't be the godfather of whiskey if my number 5 wasn't some whiskey then, because my number 5 is Michter's Bomb Burgers, of course, 2025 edition. I mean, that's a yearly – it's probably the one whiskey release every year that I always get. I got to get my Bomb Burgers. I had last year's. Fucking thought it was not good at all. I thought it was horrible, actually, now that I think about it more, which is so shocking how bad it was, because, like, almost every year is somewhat good, better than the other, not as good as last year, but tastes still good. But this year I tried it before I bought it this time. I went to a tasting and had it and I was just like, oh, okay, this tastes way better than 2023. So I was like, sign me up on that one. So I bought that bottle. That's just my yearly tradition, kind of like with Cody, with his Bourbon County. This is mine for whiskey. I always got to get my Michter's products, and if I have to pick any Michter's products, whether it be the toasted stuff or the barrel strength rye, even though I love those rye are amazing. I always get the Bomb Burgers and Schenck's together. You know, it's the combo package. We talked about that last week on our best of. I just love combo bottles, like, you know, the Yayo, the G4, even though they're kind of not sold as combos or whatever, but you try them together, they come perfectly together. This is the same as Bomb Burgers and Schenck, but I always go for the Bomb Burgers first or whatever. So that's my number 5. I got to get my hands on that.
I like that one. Mm-hmm. Very nice. Very nice.
A common one before we up the ante a little bit.
Yeah. All
right. And that bottle at the highest should be 169.
Okay.
The highest I will be going, though, is 129 to 139. I'm putting prices on mine, too, people.
Fair.
Mm-hmm. I'm keeping it limited. Right, I like that. Next year, I'm being dead ass. I'm keeping it very limited next year on because I was getting rid of. I was cleaning up the room and stuff, checking out the bottles and shit. And Cody knows this because when I was out of town 2 weeks ago, I was dropping bottles off like crazy. I didn't fucking want no more. I took like 7 bottles to the barbershop. I said, "You can have this shit too." So next year it's only going to be just like probably like 10 bottles at that. I'm keeping it really limited. Much as possible, at least. But what be your number 4, sir?
My number 4, if I may say so myself, this is I'm kind of going back to my roots with this one. This was I was always a big fan of barrel aged imperial stouts, particularly obviously Bourbon County. Obviously, I'm a huge fanboy of that. But another one in particular that always was on my list of pours that I had in the year that I haven't had in a long time, and I don't know why. I don't have a good excuse or reason to explain why I haven't had this in a while. But this is Firestone Walker's Parabola.
I can't remember the last time you drank that.
Yeah, this is their yearly release, their Barrel Age Imperial Stout, man. Mm-hmm. And every batch I have, obviously some years are better than others, depending on what you're looking for. Yeah. But all of them have been just out of the park, really good quality barrel aged pours. And Firestone Walker has always, till this day, has been one of the most reputable breweries out there. Mm. Always, you can always rely and depend on Firestone Walker, man. Always.
It's one of the OGs, man.
Yeah, they're still one of the OGs, and they're still doing just as well as they were back in those days.
That might have been the first ever craft beer I've ever had was a Firestone Walker.
Yeah, that's a good way to start, man. Real good way to start.
Man, we talking back in like 2011. Probably like 2011, I believe, or whatever. Late 2011, 2012, whatever. Then obviously, you had the Sierra Nevadas and then the Stones. First one I ever had with you was probably a Stone.
Mm-hmm.
Probably was an Arrogant Bastard, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, remember that back
then? And that's way back or whatever. That's when we would visit the brewery when it was fun and exciting. And before it came a whorehouse now of...
I got bought out.
Who bought it again?
I forgot. Was it Anheuser-Busch, I think? Or
I think it was Anheuser-Busch.
One of those.
Yeah. Isn't it a hotel now or some shit like that? It's like a.
Who gives a fuck? Stuff sucks now. I don't care.
That used to be another one of your yearly. You used to get the Arrogant Bastards yearly too, as well.
Yeah.
That stopped.
Yeah, even their anniversary ales I used to get yearly.
Mm-hmm. You know, the funny thing is, I don't even hear shit about it no more. It's like the Stone people in the beer world is like the Buffalo Trace, Jack Daniels, Knob Creek of a whiskey or whatever. And I don't think it's that anymore because I don't hear shit of it no more. I don't hear no one say anything about it. I don't see anything post anything about it. I mean, It used to be that, and now it became like the Miller Lite of craft beer in the community, at least.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, I'm gonna pour me a little bit more. This is just drank over here, a little
thirsty. As you should, sir.
Yeah, we on a drinking show, right? So I might as well have a little drink, a little bit of the Swiss malt liquor, right? How was your Christmas, sir, by the way?
It was very nice, man. Very nice. I got some great gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Some fantastic gifts, actually. Minus all the breakage, the Cabal Mezcal. Mm-hmm. Awesome gift. One of my favorites, a recent memory.
It's your number one on your best, though. It better be your favorite.
That was an awesome gift. Thank you, Chris. Thank you.
Christmas was quiet and peaceful, just how I liked it. I loved it.
Christmas is chill.
I don't like these rolling 20s that we're facing, but I gotta tell you, 2024 was actually pretty good. It was a really damn good year.
My favorite part, man, seeing these empty ass streets out here. You know, LA is just full of a bunch of transplants. So everybody goes elsewhere for the holidays. And that is the greatest thing, man. LA be looking like a fucking post-apocalyptic zone. Like World War Z and shit.
I love it.
Like, this is fantastic.
I love this. I went to West LA Christmas Eve, 7 a.m. or 8 a.m. maybe. Mm-hmm. Drive was phenomenal. I said, oh my God.
So fucking chill, dude. Oh my God.
Now, the drive coming back my way or whatever, I was like, where the fuck all these cars come from? It wasn't as bad as a normal day or whatever, but it's still kind of like, why am I seeing red lights? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to see that on the fucking Christmas Eve, but I'm with Cody. It was just so peaceful. It reminded me of them early COVID days when you could get the...
I was just going to say, yeah, when everything was shut down.
When you could get to Rancho Cucamonga in like 25 minutes, you're like, damn, that's not far at all.
Nope. Yeah, it's right there. Yes, it's right there.
You start to realize, like, oh, this town really ain't that big. It's just we sit in traffic all fucking day. So it makes it longer.
That's fucking insane, man.
25 minute drive turns into an hour and a fucking half somehow. You're like, damn, I'm right down the fucking street. Those are the type of days when you like to get a lot of stuff done on the streets, whatever, because, you know, you're like, oh, I can get it done so fast. Running errands in L.A., Orange County, Riverside area, any part of the SoCal, honestly, it's a fucking shit show to get errands done because you're sitting in constant fucking traffic all week long. Even on the weekend, too. I don't understand that shit. Saturdays look worse sometimes.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie to you. I get pretty much 90% of my shit delivered. It's just...
I would say 85 to 90 for me, too, as well. And Cody's not lying. He lives right across the street from a Total Wine. He still has him deliver.
Yeah.
He looks out the window and shit.
Bro, I need the points.
when they drop it off at his door and shit... And they drop it off at his door, motherfucker. He opens the mailbox up and says, he says, hey, you can just leave it right there. Don't be slick about it now. He's like a Home Alone. He sticks the tip through the fucking door. And he's like, hey, just fucking get out.
I painted some symbols on the outside of the door with the point to where to put the bottle on it. Place here.
He looks at the girlfriend saying, can we make the mailbox bigger so I can just slide the box of pizza through that motherfucker? I don't have to open it, just slide it through the door and shit, you know? Just I may have started this bunker boy life, but Cody's going to finish that bunker.
Finish the fight, sir. I will. Yeah. Yes.
This is like the sequel to Bunker Boy. It's Bunker Boy 2. There's more of us now.
Yeah, Bunker Boy 2.0.
Yeah, it's more of us now.
More bunker. Yes.
More bunk in your Kirk. More bunk in your boy. Yes. Okay, yeah. So this is like Aliens. You like that first Alien? We're just going to give you more then or whatever. If you like this bunker right here, this Bunker Boy, you're going to like this second Bunker Boy then. You're going to get a lot
of like this is like your favorite. It's like your most, like your favorite bottle film. Just in reality, I guess.
In reality. There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't blame you because leaving the house, you start to realize there's a lot of stupid motherfuckers. Anyway.
That's why I try to limit that shit. Why am I I got Cabal Mescal here. What the fuck am I doing that?
Ain't too many bars that got Cabal Mescal, honestly. Yeah, I can tell you that right now.
And I got these patties in the fridge. I'm like, what do I just cook? I like cooking too. So it's just like, why?
I told you where I get my steaks and shit from now. So I don't I have it delivered. Everything is next day.
Yeah, I don't know how it's going for everybody else, but turning 34 is like, yep, I'm chilling. I just want to cook. I really need to go out.
I just want to sleep. Yeah, you know? I just want to sleep and not be bothered.
Cook and sleep. That's what I like doing.
Someone on Instagram asked me that. Well, what you looking for in a girl? Someone that can just learn how to sleep when I'm sleeping. I'm sleep.
Had the same circadian rhythm.
I said someone who is as lazy as me, don't want to do shit or whatever and stuff like that. And I hear people listening to this going like, you gotta live life. I already live life. I don't need to fucking do that again. I'm trying to chill.
That's
and relax.
A very broad term though.
It really is.
Live
Living life for people today, Cody, means going out and meeting people.
That was for me at like one point. But man, that shit gets tiring. And right now, me in retrospect, I'm like, why the fuck I want to do all that? That's more work. I only have capacity for so many goddamn people in my life that I have to give a fuck about. So it's just like, I don't, you know, sounds harsh, but that's.
No, it ain't harsh. I love it. I've been that way.
I'm just like, I can't give a fuck about everybody.
I've been that for 5 years now. I'm 36.
And I'm not saying like, I don't care if you die. Obviously, that's terrible. I'm just saying it's like, you know, inner circles and all that shit.
He's saying I won't die. It sucks to be you, but that won't be me.
I'm good.
Only time I'm out is either a drinking event or if I'm grabbing. I gotta be honest, I don't even really go out to dinner no more or whatever, to be honest, that much, unless it's something where there's I usually pick up and just come my ass right back home. You know, I was telling my homegirl in Miami, he said the most I do now when I go out is the barbershop, a trip to the grocery store, and my car getting washed. I said, for me, that is an exciting Saturday because I got all those chores done.
that sounds like my Tuesday, just throwing farmer's market run.
That's mainly my grocery store thing. Saturday is Long Beach or whatever, so I'll stop there and get my grapes and my strawberry. I love me some strawberries now.
Yeah, that's where we get most of our produce.
Yeah, so I feel you on that, sir. I am old as fuck, and I understand. But anyway, though, let's get on to my number four. My number four is a new one. I don't even know if it's released yet, but I know they keep posting it on their social media yet. And I can't wait for it to come out. And I know it's probably going to come out soon because they wouldn't be posting it like that if it wasn't. It might be out right now. I looked it up last night. I couldn't find it anywhere. But this is coming from my number five and Cody's number one here. And what he's sipping on right now, this is Cabal. They got a new Reposado coming out. And I know I don't like Reposados, but I love Cabal and everything they do. So I shouldn't say I don't like Reposado. I just say all the ones I've had have just been like, I'd rather go Blanco or Extra Añejo, if you will. But Cabal has a new Reposado because obviously they're changing all the bottle design. The horse heads are going away.
Right.
And the Jaguar. The Jaguar and the horses are all gone. And now they put the horse emblem now on this bottle, which I got to say, the more I see that bottle, it is still a beautiful looking bottle. I love that horse emblem on it. It is gorgeous as hell. But they got the Cabal Reposado coming out. And you don't really hear too much about their Reposado. So I want to get my hands on that. I'm assuming that'll probably range in the... I know the new Blanco they got out is like 49. That still strength one that we tried at Fuck You Fest was like 79. So I assume this is going to be between the 59, 69 price range. Great price. I definitely want to get my hands on that. Actually, I want to get my hands on that still strength too, but which I probably will. But for my list in here is the Cabal Reposado. I want to get my hands on that. I want to try that. I want Cabal to be like Yayo and the G4 Dia de los Muertos and turn me around on some Reposados here and show that like, oh yeah, we can hang. Although I know the goal of Reposados is to just be for that experienced tequila drinker of something just in the middle of calming the body and soul, if you will. That's all great and everything, and I feel like every spirit should try and do that. But I think you can add a little bit more. Don't be like VSOPs and just be stagnant. You know, add a little something. And I don't think they are, by the way, because obviously the Dia de los Muertos pours prove differently because they got a little bit something else going for it or whatever. But I want to see what Cabal does with this Reposado. I mean, honestly, you could put the whole Cabal lineup on it because I only got the Añejo. The Mezcal, because I already drank the extra Añejo, so I only got those two. So you can put the whole Cabal lineup, to be honest, whatever. And they still have one bottle of the Añejo Horsehead for $79 on sale at Cork Long Beach, people. So go grab that because that is a hell of a steal right there. I grabbed me one from there and I love it. So, but that is my number four, Mr. Cody.
Very nice, very nice. All righty, so get into my number three. excuse me as I clear my throat.
Let me clear my throat.
Yeah, exactly. It's funny, look at my list. I didn't realize until just now, it is predominantly craft beer forward, which is awesome for me. Yeah. Three out of my five is craft beer.
That's great, because that's a good price range for you to ain't spending shit then. You ain't even at $100 yet then.
Yeah, probably not. Probably not. No, actually, I'm not. No.
Yeah, you at $30.
Yeah, just about. Yeah. So my number three right here. This goes also back to my roots. I was talking earlier about the familiarity with the show coming forward. This is every year to find it any younger.
Oh,
start doing the bottles now. And, you know, it's a yearly tradition. I always go out there to see my pops. And we always go to, you know, camp out from the brewery. And, man, it's always a treat camping out there. And that's, like, the one thing I will wait in line for.
Yeah.
Is playing the younger. In that context. Anywhere else, no, fuck off. But going to the brewery out there at that time, oh, yeah, it's perfect, man. Hang with the pops and the
girls. To be fair, if you're traveling, I think it kind of gets a pass. I say I don't do it because I don't want to wake up early and I don't want to fucking drive to it. But if I'm on the road, like I'm out of town, and I got someone that want to come with me, and it's like, hey, I did, like it's a thing, y'all, we do and stuff like that. That's a little bit more fun. But like we were just talking about traffic here in LA. It's just like I don't want to wake up early and do that shit over here. Yeah. It's like by the time I get there, it's gonna be a line already, and not
right.
At least with Pliny the Younger, I noticed that at least they always have enough for everybody. I ain't trying to be number 50 in line, and then the motherfucker said we only got
40. Oh yeah, there's plenty. There's always plenty.
Yeah,
yeah.
At least you walking out with something. So like that, I understand that or whatever. Like I don't have a problem with that kind of waiting in line or whatever. The SoCal part of waiting in line, though, you ain't gonna get shit most likely.
Yeah, man. And I just love going up there every year, dude, and doing this, dude. It's just. This is why you want to be a craft beer fan. Mm-hmm. It's shit like this, dude. And like, shout outs to Rush River again. They're one of the I want to say one of the last few. I don't know if the exact quotient was going on as far as like craft breweries being brought out and whatnot, but they're still one of the last few like OGs out there, man. They're still doing it at a high level with the high level of customer service to go with it too.
Went this year and got the hoodie too, didn't you?
That's correct.
Yeah, that's right. He brought back merch this time, whatever. He was looking like a Russian River plant implant or something like that. He was a stand. He was going to other breweries talking shit about him and stuff like that. And they was like, "Do you work for Russian River?" He was like, "Nah, we'll give that away." Meanwhile, he got a fucking sticker on his forehead, a hat and shit, sunglasses with the jacket logo on, stuff like that. He was definitely looking like a stand. Yeah, he was a fan. A fan, phony, a fake, a pussy, a stan. Take out the pussy, fake, and phony, and just go stan and fan. There you go. He's a winner.
There you go.
He's a winner right there. Russian River. I'll never forget that photo. Well, it wasn't a photo, but at Cork, Redondo Beach, this motherfucker almost damn near picked up the whole box and shit.
Yeah. I should have.
I think he took one, and then he just said, no, fuck it, I just might as well take the whole thing. But instead of taking the box, he picked up the bottle. Instead of taking the actual box, because he took all of them in a box except for one of them. And instead of picking up the box and just taking it, the motherfucker just picked each one up or whatever and walked away with it. Didn't even look at it. He just kept walking. I was just like, damn. It was like, that's like a fucking crackhead that just stole some shit and was just like, yeah.
Hey, bro. but I'm serious about Pliny. I don't know what shit seriously, sir.
I don't know what a Pliny is, but that sounds hot as fuck. I don't know. I want some of that shit. my number three gets into that cognac world or whatever. We talked about it. Fuck, how long ago was that now? Damn, 4 weeks ago now? This morning? I can't believe it was that long ago.
Damn, really? Okay. Shit.
Wow, yeah, because it had to have been on my week of, or maybe your week. Either way.
Damn, time be flying.
That is. God,
damn.
Hold on, yeah, because it was week five. So, yeah, that was 4 weeks.
fucking 2025 by this point. I'm kidding, but damn near.
I mean, by the time they listen to this, yeah, I mean, it'll be the 30th. Yeah. So, yeah, damn, that was 4 weeks ago when we brought this bottle up. I thought it was last week. I sent it to Cody on K&L. They got this 50th anniversary. I don't know how you say it, but I think it's DeRose. Like DeRose.
Oh, yeah. Or DeRose.
DeRose, yeah. I'm going to call it DeRose just to be like DeMar DeRozan. You know, DeRozan. Yeah. but it's the Unique Assemblage des Grandes Anes Cash Strength Bass Armagnac for $169. Ooh. They got more bottles in stock. It was running low, too, because I know when we talked about it, it was like, oh, they got 17 bottles in stock. They're not going to run out. That shit went to six, dude. I was like, uh-oh. But then they ran out in L.A., but they have some now, like, I think like 17 back in the Bay Area. So it got sold out here in Culver City and Hollywood. It was gone like that or whatever. But the Bay Area don't know nothing about good drink. No, I'm just fucking with y'all. So they have a few out there. Now everything about this just sounds wonderful. First of all, it's a 50th anniversary pour right here. That bottle is just, I'm staring at it right now. It is absolutely stunning. It's blended with, and I read this off to Cody, it might have been off air. It's blended with like four different years, two of it. It was like, this blend includes a 1974 50-year-old Armagnac with the complex aromas associated with the long age. Each year, too, is given a different specific. Like the 1974 part is about the aging complexity of it. And then they have one, which is the 1982 and 1985, which is talking about the volume and the body of it. And then the 1994 is where they get into like the fruit flavors that most Armagnacs and Cognacs have, whatever, and stuff like that. And then there's a 2002, 2011 blend in it, which has that younger fruity freshness to it, or whatever, for the aromas and everything. I just reading that, I was just like, I love the process that went into making this, or whatever. I don't think I've ever had a Armagnac or anything in the Cognac family that was like aged like that or whatever. And it's a 50th anniversary bottle. They only made like less than 2,000 bottles of it. It was bottled earlier this year. Just sounds incredible. I wish the price was lower, but hey, I mean, this is what you get for limited edition stuff. But it's gorgeous. If I could, I'm staring at it now. I'm like, man, it's probably one of the best looking bottles that I want this year.
That is, yeah, that's gorgeous.
It's beautiful. Yeah, it's beautiful as hell. So, and it's a cash strength, I mean, too. Come on. I mean, you ain't, it's got a little bite and fruity flavors right there. Loving it, man. So, yeah, that is, on my number three, if you will.
Ooh, love that one. It's a good one.
Getting to the nitty gritty now, sir. Here with the last two.
All righty. So, my last two, these are going to be very familiar for you folks if you've been listening to the show, particularly this past year of 2024.
Mandala?
Yes, of course. Mandala Reposado.
And the Añejo this time. You're going to get both. Yeah. You're going to go all out.
No. this guy. My number two is going to be a bottle that my good friend here, JB, is very familiar with. This is the Tres Cuatro Cinco.
Oh, that's funny. That's my number two.
No kidding.
That's my number two. Yeah, I need that.
Oh, bottle. Shit. Okay.
I just want to say.
Well, there we go.
We do not.
You don't want to turn me over this. So, yeah. All right.
We do not look at each other's lists when we do these shows. No. Whatever. Everything, when we do our best and worst of, or these lists, whatever, we don't share shit, whatever. We might hint something, we never share shit. So that's shocking. This is like,
we've had a lot. Perfect. Well, we'll get to chip in.
Chip in. So they don't ship this bottle. Me and Cody, I think the photo I sent you, it said $340 it wanted or something like that. I can't remember the price or whatever. It
was something like that. Yeah.
But we found a store. Well, we didn't find it, but it's Mission Liquor in Glendale and Pasadena. They have two locations or three locations, I think. There's actually one by Vintage Wine and Spirits, not that far from them. I wish I'd have known about the fucking. Well, I did know about the bottle. I guess I could have picked it up that night or whatever. I just didn't want to spend $300. But they have it for $300. So that's the cheapest I've seen it so far, because everywhere else has it for $350 to $400. They don't ship the bottle because of the long stem. Someone said they got it shipped and it broke, so they stopped shipping the bottle. It's just, you got to pick it up and buy wherever you get it from.
great fucking extra añejo, so unique and different. It was on my top five best of list, my top three actually, if I'm not mistaken. Fantastic pour though, loved everything about it. And I had it literally, I can't remember, is it a day after or maybe a week after I had the G4 extra añejo 7, and I was just like blown away by like two high-end pours, extra añejo family, but tasted so different, so unique at the same time too, but still having that extra añejo flavor that you usually get with the notes and stuff. The bottle's beautiful too. I think I sent photo of a live action photo of it to Cody. I love the engraving on it. Clearly he's in love with it too. It's definitely like one of those, like it's probably, if there's one of these bottles I don't get or whatever, I got to make sure I get that one at least, because that's like something you just have on display. You have it for, you know, I was going to say guests, but fuck that. I don't have guests over. or in Cody's case, him and his girlfriend who can sip it together. It's always nice when you have that special someone that drinks the same shit as you, whatever. Yeah. Until they don't like it, and you give them that side eye like, both from me then, motherfucker.
quick tangent, sir. Thank you for bringing up that new Cabal Reposado, because my girlfriend is in love with their original Reposado. That's like her favorite tequila, period. She bought
the horsehead one, or
the horsehead one.
Okay, yeah.
She bought a whole ass bottle, so yeah, that's like tequila. She was like, oh yeah, this is her shit. So that'll definitely be one to seek out for her. Thank you for putting me on that.
And two, I know that horsehead, since they're getting rid of it, that horsehead one's only $59 right now too. You can find it for $59 or whatever. So, but that new one, I definitely want you, because the way Eduardo promotes his stuff, man, he does it like
oh yeah, that dude's he's masterful.
Yeah, he's masterful. Yeah. Like his marketing is, he's always so humble about it when I tell him about it, how great he is. And I'm like, dude, your marketing is incredible, dude. Every time he posts something.
Well, yeah, it's easy. It probably comes easy for him because, you know, he's there, you know, from like day one. He's there and he's in the trenches.
Yeah.
For, like, the entire process. So.
Family owned business too. So he's seen his father work on it and stuff like that. So, I mean, yeah, he's probably, like you said, he's in the trenches on knowing whatever. But that dude, man.
Yeah.
Incredible dude. So yeah, I'm glad girl likes the original Reposado. So yeah.
Yeah,
I guess we'll be getting that new one together then.
Yeah, there'll definitely be a bottle in this household.
Yeah,
for sure.
Well, it won't last, but yeah, it'll be there.
No, it won't, but it'll be here at some point. I'm gone.
Well, yeah, Tres Cuatro y Cinco, man. If you got to get one rare bottle this year, I mean, I would even pass on that Armagnac honestly for it, which is like half of that price, because $169. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I would totally.
Yeah, man, because you hyped this bottle. This is a couple of months ago, when you first introduced me to this bottle.
Yeah, it was. Huh? It was a while ago now, I think about it.
And then you kind of had like some experience with it in prior months, and you talked to me about it or texted me about it, whatever. I'm just like, I've just been very intrigued about this bottle.
Yeah.
This is very intriguing to me.
Even in the name, because it's aged kind of like the Armagnac I just talked about. It's aged three different ways, or barreled as well,
which is very similar to my top tequila of all time, Tears of Arona.
Yep. God.
So
when I get a bottle, I got to do a side by side now. Because I got the Tears of Arona now. I got to do a side by side now. That is
mind-blowingly good. That's what we want right there.
Give the people what they want, Cody.
Yes indeed,
man. I always forget about that, because that is the same way Tears of Arona was aged too, as well.
Same way.
And Tears of Arona is fucking one of the top five greatest tequilas of all time. So easy.
So fucking good.
I'm glad you're interested in it.
I'm in.
Another thing too, while I want it, it's just so unique and one of a kind. I don't see too many people hunting it down or whatever and stuff. So it's like, oh yeah, I want to get in on that, because they're making some good juice with that stuff right there. And I want to. I don't know if they change. I don't think they do this, but I don't think they change batches or anything like that. I want that shit that I had, man. That was as Cody says, it was an experience pour like no other. I'm all about the experience, Cody. I want the experience of this Tres Cuatro Cinco.
Pours like this, that's what you want.
And $300 for that bottle, you know what? I don't think that's that bad.
Oh, yeah. Nah, I'll take that.
Yeah, I actually don't think that's that bad.
Nah.
Probably, I don't know. I probably that bottle will be my first bottle of the next year. I want to get that first just because I don't want some sneaky price ups.
The way we're going. Let's let's just get this one out the way.
Yeah.
This would be one of those stash parts right there. It's like I got my little back stash right here with my little cash. Like,
yeah, you know,
just add this right. Let's get this real quick.
Not to mention, it's got that long stem to it. It's just a beautiful bottle too, man. It comes in
a wood case. No bottle. I haven't seen a bottle that looks like that. No. So unique.
I'm actually scared to hold it because I might break. I'm glad it's not real crystal because I'd probably break that motherfucker. So, I'm gonna be very gentle when I do get this bottle. It comes in a nice little wood case and everything. It's beautiful. I love the engraving on it, man. Yeah. Glad that was your number two because that definitely was mine, man, right there. Oof. What is
numero uno? All righty. So this is going to be coming from probably my favorite tequila distillery right here. I need a spot on my life, man. All their higher end shit has not disappointed me. I am in love with this distillery, this tequila era. Some people call it
Mandala Extra Anejo.
Yes. Mandala. Fuck off. This is the G4 Sevier Extra Anejo.
That's my number one, too, Cody.
We are on the same wavelength, my friend. Same way,
fucking link, dude.
You and I, brother. Yes, sir.
You and this, I. This is, we bad boys right now. Yeah, yep. Yeah, here we go. Hey.
I like it.
I mean, dude, funny enough, brother. I want to try that 2025. The high proof edition bottles, but I was like, that's like an automatic get. I'm not putting that on the list. These are like what I'm gonna be mainly focusing on. That extra Anejo 7-year-old G4, man, I gotta tell you. And I had this one with the Tres Cuatro Cinco back to back. I mean, my mind was fucking blown, dude. I'm like, what is going on right now? That shit was so good. You will never taste an extra Anejo quite like this. And I'm wondering if they're going to do something else after this, too, because did you know, I just found this out, too, they had a 6-year version of this one, too.
Really?
Yeah. This 7-year, though, it flew off the shelves at K&L, people. They had one fucking bottle left, and that was the one I was going to get. I even had the 500 in my it was only like $440, I think, at K&L. That was the cheapest I've ever seen it for. Right when I went to the Yayo tequila tasting they had there, I was going to buy that bottle there. That shit was gone off the shelf. I was like, God damn.
Just like that.
It's like, shit. Fuck. Now, I think the Bay Area still has some, whatever, but man, I ain't going to lie. I wanted to just purchase it right there and then not wait and just be like, I got this in my hands right now. That, first of all, the presentation is incredible. I mean, yeah, that wood case, everything about it is beautiful, whatever. I mean, Cody got somewhat of a prelude to it when it comes to their higher end stuff when he got to try that Reposado Vintage Wine and Spirits.
Yes, sir.
And because if I'm not mistaken, that one was aged in the 7-year-old extra Anejo barrels, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't remember. I don't know.
That one was. That's the case. Yeah. Okay. That one was aged in that because this one, it was aged in that in Jack Daniel barrels. It was Jack Daniel barrels and the 7-year-old extra Anejo barrels. And it was fucking smooth as fuck. I mean, you ain't gonna get no complaints from me. The only complaint you'll hear from me is like, I don't want to spend $300 for a Reposado, but when it's that good, man, it's really hard to argue with it and stuff like that. So, but the extra Anejo was very special. Such a unique experience. Was my number two on my best of list this year. Just blew my mind incredibly. And although it is higher end, I still think it's somewhat affordable for, you know, simple guys like me and Cody here, whatever. It ain't like fucking $1,500 and shit like that, like some bottle. So
yeah,
it's doable. You know, put a little cash to the side or whatever. I got like in my little jar right now. I got like $300 right there. I just need their extra $200, which I can get. I'm gonna get that.
That's gonna. That's pretty much my guaranteed bottle by the end of the year.
Yeah,
that one. Yeah.
If you got the Tres Cuatro, obviously I know because you got one and two, obviously whatever. But G4 Extraneo and the Tres Cuatro Cinco standing next to each other at the shop, you can only get one. What are you pulling the trigger on? Obviously, it's probably the G4 that's considered number one. I
assume. Yeah, 7 year.
Yeah,
7 year.
Yeah, 7 year all the way. Yeah, that is got to get my hands on that. We just talked about with the Tres Cuatro Cinco, the prices on these things are just getting out of control. So it's like, let me get while the good is going right now, because I don't want it no higher than $450 to $500. That's the price range you set it at. That's what I wanted at. It's kind of like the Tears of Yorona thing. Love that tequila, great. But when I was introduced to it, it was $189. When Cody got introduced to it, it was like around $220, which I'm cool. $30 increase, I'm cool with that too.
Right, I'll work with that. Yep,
I'll pay that. Matter of fact, I just paid that. But $279, $300. Okay, now you just fucking me. me now, or whatever. I don't like that. I don't like that type of shit now. As a matter of fact, it makes me not really think about your brand no more, because now you just like, all right, I'm trying to. That's why we couldn't remember the name last week. Be like, hell no, not with that price increase. You crazy. So, but that G4 extra nail. Oh man. Oh
yeah, bro. Gotta have it.
That's a must.
And I will.
So, I think I sent you a photo. Didn't someone? Someone was selling it for $1,000, wasn't it? This was recently when I sent you.
Oh yes, the store. Yes.
We was bitching about it. We went on a long text rant about it, like how that type of shit is just fucking the game up. Just, you know, they sold out of that, right? It's gone.
I'm sure.
I was just like, there's not a store that's that far from it. You can get it for probably like $550. If you were willing to spend the grand on it, whatever and shit, you could have paid the $550 then. Like, what the fuck are we doing here?
Insane.
I don't want to tell people what to do with their money, but you know what? When your money affects me, now I got a fucking problem with it.
Burn the money.
Do whatever the fuck you want to do with your money, but now you're just wasting my money. Because now... Man. Now, if they're looking at it like, oh, we could sell this for $1,000 easily, we're going to keep doing it. It's like, fuck you. All right. Like, come on now. But yeah, G4 Extraneo, 7-year-old. Man, if I run into that bottle at the K&L, matter of fact, I'm about to check it right now. If that shit's in stock again, oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, have mercy on my soul. I mean, I'm sure it's still in the Bay Area. So where are you at? Oh, they don't have any more. Oh, that is completely gone in Jigga. Damn. They don't even have it in the Bay Area no more. That shit gone, dude. Ain't that a bitch?
Well, shit.
I guess I will be paying $5 for sure. Yeah, it's gone. It is completely out of stock. Ain't that a bitch? Damn. Can't even get it there. All right, well. Well. Guess I gotta, hopefully one of these stores don't fuck me then on it. Whatever. But that and the Tres Cuatro Cinco, those are the two main priorities of the first part of the year. January through June, that's
easy.
Yeah. January through June is at least those two bottles. And then the July through December is the other three bottles. So, man, what a wrap to the year here, Cody. Great list. All sounds phenomenal. Sound like last drops all the way through.
I agree. And I love the synergy on the top two. That's
yeah.
Great. I was not expecting that, honestly. I wasn't.
Kind of wasn't either, to be honest. I'm like, I really wasn't That's expecting dope. That. I wasn't expecting that at all, to be honest. Now that I think about it, I'm like, the number one, once you said number two, I was just like, is he really about to do that right now? Yeah. I was like, okay, all
right. Goddamn right. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, what other bottle could top that as far as
made the most sense.
Yeah.
Like that list and the layout is just like, yeah, this is it. Yeah.
Yeah. I love that it's going like from price range too. It started the number one is the highest price range, and you just work your way down.
Yep.
But yeah, that is let me just read through my 5-1 again or whatever. My number 5 was Michter's Bomb Burgers. My number 4 was the new Cabal Reposado that's coming out. Number 3 was DeRose Zay, 50th anniversary Armagnac. Number two, Tres Cuatro y Cinco. And number one was G4 Extra Añejo 7-Year-Old. Cody, what is your top five? Run through it.
My number five was the Abnormal Brewing Company seasonal release. No bottle labeled just yet, but one of the bottles for the seasonal releases. My number four was Firestone Walker's Parabola. My number three was Rush River's Pliny the Younger. My number two was the Tres Cuatro y Cinco. And of course, my number one was the G4 Extra Añejo 7-Year-Old.
Oh, sounds so. It's hearing you say it. Oh, say it again, Cody. It's the G4. Say
it. The G4 Extra Añejo 7-Year-Old.
Oh, having an out of body experience and shit right now. Oh, just hearing the name, whatever. It just makes me want it even more now. How many bottles am I going to say, fuck that bottle, just to get to this G4 now? Yeah. I want that, Jesus. I want that power.
We're going to get it, brother. We're going to get it.
Yeah, I want that.
Before this year's over, we will have the bottles.
Because around this time next year in 2025, we will be keeping this list close to us. I had it writing down in my notes, so it won't be going anywhere. Because we're going to circle back on this when we do our year-end show and see how many of the five did we get. I'm going to try to get a hat trick and get all five. That's my priority.
I have great faith that I will easily get all five.
Yeah, easily. Easily. So with that said, people, thank you for tuning in to our best and worst of one of my favorite episodes. I'm glad everybody enjoyed it. Got some laughter and good drinks out of it as well, too. Keep tuning into it. Listen to it all year if you want.
All fucking year.
Yeah, they only got about three motherfucking days, so you might as well just listen to them.
Yeah, might as well. You ain't doing shit.
Yeah, you know, they ain't doing a goddamn thing. Come on now, except sitting in traffic.
Yeah.
And by the time that episode ends, you'll be at home. So, because you'll probably be sleeping.
No fucking excuse. Yeah. Yep.
Thanks, everybody, for a good year. Fantastic year, actually. Great spirits.
The best year of the last show, I believe, sir.
Yeah. Greatest year of my taste buds, too, as well.
Yep. Yes, indeed.
I don't think it's being topped either. I don't even think next year is going to top it, to be honest. Unless I get my hands on
it. I doubt it. We'll see. We'll see. You never know. You never know.
If I get my hands on them top two, though, right there, then yes, it will continue to be even phenomenal. So can't wait to see what 2025 has for us here on The Last Drop as far as drinking wise. Oh, we will be back next week because we're here every fucking week. But we will be back next week with Batman Returns. And I guess I'll be bringing a cocktail in a can to see what.
Yes, sir.
What I'll be drinking on there. Or whatever. I think I got something in mind. There's a new one that just came out, so I'll probably bring one of those.
Dope.
So I need to stop at that shop then and go grab it. Ambassador Liquor, obviously. Shout out to all the stores, man. Great. It's been treating us well this year, mainly K&L. K&L's the golden gem, whatever. But I want to shout out to High Proof in Fullerton, man. High Proof's been my bourbon and tequila. That's where I got my Tears of Yorona. Yeah, that's been my go-to for some of my bottles lately or whatever. Obviously, Cork. It's a staple here on The Last Drop. Am I missing any stores? U.S. Liquor, Long Beach is another good one. K&L, I mean, that's always a good one. I guess those are the only ones I really shop at now that I think about it. All the events we went to this year, except for Fuck You Fest. I'll even throw Fuck You Fest in there because I got some.
No, Fuck You Fest, man. Yeah, yes, it sucked ass at the end of the day, but
yeah,
it gave us some great stories, a lot of great context on things, and just great insight.
Yeah.
Just the overall fest, I guess. Side of things because we never really delve into that in the duration of the show, so that's kind of still new for us.
Yeah,
for the show at least, you know. So
especially for tequila,
yes, particularly for tequila. So yeah, I think Fuck You Fest will always have a special place in our hearts.
Mm-hmm. And the only way I'll go back, I need to see the brands. But I'm not getting VIP. We're not doing that. But I don't know. There's been so many events this year, too, that have been so amazing. I don't probably feel the need to go to Fuck You Fest, really.
That made more sense and cost much less.
Yeah, because I went to a ton of events like right after, and they all were fucking fantastic. I do want to go to the Monterey Tequila Fest. I know that's like 5 hours from us in California, like more up that way.
Central Cali, right?
Yeah, somewhere up there. I'd love to go to that. I saw the photos of that. That shit looked amazing. It's right off the waterfront, too, and everything. I was like, ooh. That looks nice as hell, whatever. So, I don't know. That might be a trip to look into, maybe in the for next year or even the year after, whatever. Because that is something I want to check out. So, the events here by LA Tequila Fest and the West Coast Whiskey Club that I went to, amazing groups. They always get the job done with their events and stuff like that. So, great year, great events, great drinks, great podcast with my man here, Cody. And
yes, sir.
Next year, we're starting it off with good drinks and bad movies, so
it's gonna be a fun time.
And with that said, people, have a happy new year. I am your Godfather of Whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the Godfather of Craft Beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same,
and glasses will never be dry.